Ezekiel chapter 23. The word of the Lord Jehovah came again to me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother. And they committed prostitution in Egypt. They committed prostitution in their youth. There their breasts were pressed, and there they bruised the nipples of their virginity. And their names were Aholah, her tent, the elder, and Aholibah. My tent is in her, her sister. And they were mine, and they bore sons and daughters. This is what their names were. Samaria is Aholah, and Jerusalem Aholibah. And Aholah. Samaria played the prostitute when she was mine, and she lusted after her lovers, on the Assyrians her neighbors. Who were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. So she committed her prostitution with them, with all those who were the chosen men of Assyria, and with all on whom she lusted. With all their idols she defiled herself. Neither has she left her prostitution brought from Egypt. Because in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity, and poured their immorality upon her. Therefore I have delivered her into the hands of her lovers, into the hands of the Assyrians, upon whom she lusted. These uncovered her nakedness. They took her sons and her daughters, and killed her with the sword, and she became famous among women. Because they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister Aholibah, Jerusalem, saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she, and in her prostitution more than her sister in her prostitution. She lusted after the Assyrians her neighbors, captains and rulers clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men. Then I saw that she was defiled, that they took both one way. And that she increased her prostitution. Because when she saw men portrayed upon the wall, the images of the Chaldeans portrayed with red colors. Belts tied upon their waists, exceeding in dyed attire upon their heads, all of them princes to look to, after the manner of the Babylonians of Chaldea, the land of their birth. And as soon as she saw them with her eyes, she lusted after them, and sent messengers to them into Chaldea. And the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their prostitution, and she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. So she uncovered her prostitution, and uncovered her nakedness, then my mind was alienated from her, as my mind was alienated from her sister. Yet she multiplied her prostitution, in calling to remembrance the days of her youth, in which she had played the prostitute in the land of Egypt. Because she lusted after their concubines, whose flesh is as the flesh of donkeys, and whose blood issue is like the issue of horses. So you called to remembrance the lewdness of your youth, in bruising your nipples by the Egyptians for the breasts of your youth. Therefore, O Aholibah, Jerusalem, this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. Indeed, I will raise up your lovers against you, from whom your mind is alienated, and I will bring them against you on every side. The Babylonians, and all the Chaldeans, Peked, and Shoah, and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them. All of them desirable young men, captains and rulers, great lords and renowned, all of them riding upon horses. And they will come against you with chariots, wagons, and wheels, and with an assembly of people, which will set against you armor and shield and helmet all around, and I will set judgment before them, and they will judge you according to their judgments. And I will set my jealousy against you, and they will deal furiously with you, they will take away your nose and your ears. And your remnant will fall by the sword. They will take your sons and your daughters. And your remnant will be devoured by the fire. They will also strip you out of your clothes, and take away your fair jewels. So I will cause your lewdness to cease from you, and your prostitution brought from the land of Egypt. So that you will not lift up your eyes to them, nor remember Egypt anymore. Because this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. Indeed, I will deliver you into the hand of those whom you hate, into the hand of those from whom your mind is alienated. And they will deal with you hatefully, and will take away all your labor, and will leave you naked and bare. And the nakedness of your prostitution will be uncovered, both your lewdness and your prostitution. I will do these things to you, because you have gone prostituting after the heathen, ungodly nations, and because you are polluted with their idols. You have walked in the way of your sister, therefore I will give her cup into your hand. This is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. You shall drink of your sister's cup deep and large. You will be laughed to scorn and had in derision, it contains much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with the cup of astonishment and desolation, with the cup of your sister Samaria. You will even drink it and suck it out, and you shall break its pieces, and pluck off your own breasts. Because I have spoken it, says the Lord God, Jehovah. Therefore this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. Because you have forgotten me, and cast me behind your back, therefore you also bear your lewdness and your prostitutions. Furthermore the Lord, Jehovah, said to me, Son of man, will you judge Ahola, Samaria, and Aholiba, Jerusalem? Yes, declare to them their abominations. That they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hands, and with their idols they have committed adultery, and have also caused their sons, whom they bore to me, to pass for them through the fire, to devour them. Furthermore this they have done to me, they have defiled my sanctuary, temple, in the same day, and have profaned my Sabbaths. Because when they had killed their children for their idols, then they came the same day into my sanctuary to profane it. And, indeed, they have done so in the midst of my house, temple. And furthermore, that you have sent for men to come from afar, to whom a messenger was sent. And, they came. For whom you washed yourself, painted your eyes, and decked yourself with ornaments. And sat upon a stately bed, and a table prepared before it, upon which you have set my incense and my oil. And a voice of a multitude being at ease was with her. And with the men of the common sort were brought Sabines from the wilderness, who put bracelets upon their hands, and beautiful crowns upon their heads. Then I said to her who was old in adulteries, will they now commit prostitution with her, and she with them? Yet they went into her, as they go into a woman who plays the prostitute, so they went into Ahola, Samaria, and to Aholiba, Jerusalem, the lewd women. And the righteous men shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses, and after the manner of women who shed blood. Because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. Because this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. I will bring up a company upon them, and will give them to be removed and spoiled. And the company will stone them with stones, and dispatch them with their swords, they will kill their sons and their daughters, and burn up their houses with fire. So I will cause lewdness to cease out of the land, that all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. And they will repay your lewdness upon you, and you will bear the sins of your idols, and you will know that I am the Lord God, Jehovah.